So the first sugya that we'll do, Be'ezer Hashem, is Yerid Lumnase Shel Chaveri, which means taking away somebody's parnasa. There's a related sugya, which is, I think, scheduled for next week, and that is Oni Mahapach Bacharora, which is a different sugya just for that reason. When we deal with Yerid Lumnase Shel Chaveri, we're talking about somebody who has a parnasa, who has an existing means of income, and then somebody who encroaches on his business, making him therefore either diminish the amount of income he'll have or entirely take away his parnasa, is the sugya of Yerid Lumnase Shel Chaveri. As opposed to Oni Mahapach Bacharora, you're never talking about somebody's business. You're talking about either an item of hefker that someone wants to be zeichin, or so a house that someone wants to buy, or one wants to, let's say, invest in a business, wants to start a business, but he doesn't have an existing parnasa. But if someone has an existing parnasa, so then I have to be careful not to do something that may infringe on his parnasa or take away his parnasa. There are limitations. Let's see the sugya first. Let's see the sugya first, then we'll discuss the relevant cases. So just two short gemaras here that actually mention this principle, and we'll see how they fit in halacha lemaisa. These gemaras are not brought, you look in the Rambam and the Beis Yosef, these gemaras are not brought as the source of this halacha, but nonetheless the gemara speaks about it. One is in Sanhedrin Pei Aleph, from an Aleph Darsh of Achab Rebbe Chanina. Darsh nega posin yechesku, mai dechsev el ahorim loyochal, shaloyochal b'schus ha-voysav. Ve'einav loynos el gulu le-beis Yisrael, shaloyolach b'kem izakufa. Didn't walk in an arrogant way. That's Aishis Re'eu Loitimei Shalayorad Lu'umnus Chaveri. So, for this Gemara, would seem like pretty severe. If somebody actually encroaches in the territory of somebody else's business and opens a competing business where he wouldn't be allowed to, it sounds like from here it's tantamount to being mezana with somebody's wife. That's Aishis Re'eu Loitimei. That madre yis shalo yara lumnas chaveret. So we'll have to see, the Chassam Sefer, we'll see later in the shir, has a way of understanding what this Gemara is telling us. Again, that's why it's not brought as a source in the Rambam the Beis Yosef that this is the source for the Isser, but nonetheless you see from the way the Gemara depicts this pasuk, we'll gain an insight into how we understand it. The other Gemara is in Makis Chavdala and Aleph, also darshaning a pasuk, the famous Gemara that Tayag mitzvahs Moshe Rabbeinu brought down, Darish of Simloi, the Tayag mitzvahs of Moshe Rabbeinu brought to Klal Yisrael, but David v'hamidon al achas esrei, and David sort of concised them to 11 mitzvahs. Tichsev, and he darshens the whole mizmer tezvav, mizmer la David, mi yogo bo elecho, mi yishka bar kochecho, hoi lech tamim, upoil tzedek, v'dever en v'zavavavoy, loi rogal al l'shoina, and loi osu l'rei ayura. And the Gemara depicts every phrase of that pasuk referring to something else. And it's, for example, hoi lech tamim is Avram Avinu, Dever Mizbavavai is the famous story of Kahana, where he's in the middle of davening and someone offered him a price, and really in his mind he was ready to settle on that price. The person thought he wanted more, so he kept on upping it. Dever Mizbavavai, what I had in my heart was the first price. That's that Gemara. And here, Loi Osu L'Re'eyu Rod, says the Gemara, Shlo Yora L'Umnis Chaveri. So here also, it's interesting that is this din, or is this merely the chassidus? Right, it's not a pasuk in the Torah. This doesn't say you loy sigzol, don't go to lumnas chaveri. It sounds like we're darshing a pasuk of lofty madregis, and we're saying the madrega of loy osl re'eu ra is shaloyara lumnas chaveri. So someone would say, all right, listen, you know, I'm not that madrega. I'm not like Avram Avinu. I'm not like Rav Kahana, right? Certainly, Sam Rav Kahana, if somebody offered him a price, and then he was quiet, the person thought, because it wasn't enough, says, all right, I'll give you double that. Are you mechuyev to say, you know what, I really was okay with the first price? Min hadin, you're mechuyev to do that? So if that's not the case, if that's like a mili de chassidus, and then maybe this also is a mili de chassidus, which also would needs an understanding. Was this whole din a mili de chassidus, or is this halacha lemaisa?
the word umnis, is that synonymous with parnassa, or is that umnis mean as in trade?
So we'll see the Gemara now. The Gemara refers to not even a tradesman, even it's a store owner. You know,
that's a trade.
Yeah,
no, that's a trade.
Yeah, that is a trade. Right. Hopefully.
So competition for a contract with from a certain business owner, someone else who now has the contract, and I can show I can do the same job for us, that is already your Lumnaso?
That will be in the Lumnus Chamer, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but so there are qualifications to it, and we're not yet Dayonim sitting on the Bezdin, the Beis Havad, so we're not ready to paskin halacha lemaisa, but at least to understand the sugya, understand some of the background, shailas do come up. It's not I wouldn't say it comes up on a yearly basis in a community, but it does come up. I would say in every community it does surface every few years. There's a store, certainly in small towns like our community, you have one Judaica store, you have one pizza shop, and then someone wants to open a second one. And everybody grows up in arms, and everybody's Shabbos table is full with everybody's bais svara. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. So that's what we're trying to discuss here. Is one allowed to do that or not? Is there something wrong with encroaching on someone else's business? And what are the parameters of that? So the sugya, the real sugya for this is Bababasra Chafala from the Beis, Amr Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Hai Bar Mavua, Duki Rechaya, someone who set up a mill. He lived in a Mavui. If I would try to compare, let's say, we'll say that the Mavui is like a mall. Yeah? The mall, there's a strip mall of stores on one block, or an actual mall just contained by itself. And someone who lives in that area opens up a rechaya, and Rashi explains litchein veliska. And it's not his personal use, but he does it to grind for others or to rent it out for others. So he's doing it for income. And his friend who lives in that same city, and he opens up another one just like him. Dinahu dema'akev alvei. Rav Huna says he's allowed to stop him. Why? Because you are encroaching on my parnasa. Pasakta means you're cutting it off. You're cutting off my chiyus, and you're taking away my parnasa. I have a store here, right? I have a Judaica store. We sell esrogim before Sukkis and shayfers before Rosh Hashanah. And you're now opening a second one. You're taking away my parnasa. That's what, even if he's a bar mavu, even if he lives in the same city, that's what Rav Huna holds. So the Gemara said, "Lema Masayile." L'chari, we can bring a raya to Rav Huna. That Rav Huna is right from this case, a very interesting case. And what's even more interesting is how the Rishonim understand this case. Marchikim mitzudas hadog min hadog. You have to distance the nets of fish from fish. And the Gemara says, "Kimaloi ritzas hadog." The amount that a fish could swim. Assuming you could swim without stopping. Maybe you have to rest after a while. So it's a pretty far distance that if there's an existing net that Reuven has, Shimon is not allowed to come along in that same river and throw out his net or throw out his fishing rod unless he distances himself far enough, Kimaloi Ritzas HaDog, the amount that a fish would swim in one go. The Kama, how much is that? Amaraba Barhuna Ad Parsa. So the Gemara says, well, it seems like a very good comparison. Why? Because just like if the person has a store, let's say he has a pizza shop, and comes along his friend and opens up a second pizza shop, he's going to be taking away his business. Same thing with the fish. I have a fish that's going to attract customers, is going to attract... There's an extra one here. Thank you. My net is going to attract the fish to my net. So someone coming along and spreading out another net would seem that he's going to attract fish as well. He's going to take away my parnasa, and therefore he has to distance.
confused. There's an initial person, when he sets his nets, it has to be...
No. Everything is open. Nobody's there yet. And I'm the first fisherman on the scene, and I spread out my net.
Wherever you want. Okay, so for that point...
So for the second one, Shimon now wants to come and spread out a net. He has to distance himself a parsa away. Okay, a few miles away.
Let's say the fishing is better in spot A. Day 2 comes along, and Shimon comes along. He's stuck over in spot B the prior day, and he gets there earlier. Then he take over position A, which has
the
better fishing?
I mean, there's more fish at position A. It's a good question. I think it would depend how the Rishonim understand this case. So let's see how Rashi this explains the case. Rashi is right here, right after Marchikim, Mitzuz, Hadog, Miradog, the second line. Tzayot Shinosin Einov Bedog. There was a fisherman who surveyed the area, and he had his eye on a fish or many fish. He recognized their hole, their spot. So he's ready to trap those fish. The other fishermen have to distance their traps from there. Alma, Afa Gavdaloi Zachabei, even though the first fisherman didn't reach his net yet, Marchikin, you still have to be Marchikin Misham. The Amaleka Basakta Lchiyusi. And as Rashi understands the comparison like this, someone who has a pizza shop, right? So today he has no customers yet, right? He's just opening his store, he doesn't have any customers. So why can't a second person open up the store? Let him open his store, and they'll both open whatever morning he's finished. The second guy finished his store. They open up. There are no customers that I'm taking away from him. Why? Because there are no customers yet. So they may come to me. So is that considered I'm taking away your parnasa? So the Gemara says, Rav Huna says that's considered you taking away my parnasa. And the Rai is like the first fisherman could say to the second, you're taking away my parnasa, my fish.
He was saying that he has a particular fish that he's going after. He knows where the chor is. He knows, you know. It's a little bit different than just somebody lay down a net and whatever might come in.
Right. So, but it's very similar to, let's say, the store. I know my customers. My customers are in this area. Let's say I position my store in a good area. And now he comes and positions his store in also an equally good area. But I say, you're going to take away my customers. You're going to take away the parnas I expected to have. So that's Rashi's pointing out. There's only an expectation. In other words, would you consider this, what the person is doing, is that gezel? Is he being over leisigzel? So first of all, leisigzel, you have to be, actually has to have a maisa. Rashi in Sanhedrin in two places says, like vayizel esachanis, somebody have to actually take something away from your friend to be leisigzel. So it's not gezela, but how similar is it to gezela? So here we have a new concept. According to Rav Huna, is kapasakta lechiyusei, or in the term of the Paiskim, yorad lum nosei shel chaveri. It's not gezela. It can't be gezela according to Rashi. He doesn't own anything. He doesn't own the fish. He didn't have the fish yet, but it's an expectancy that he will get the fish, and that's enough to say, according to Rav Huna, you're not allowed to encroach on what I expect to make. Just like I set up my mill, I expect to rent it out to anyone who will need to grind his wheat. If you come and open a second one, they'll go to you and I'll lose some of my business. And that's enough to say you're not allowed to do it, and therefore Rav Huna says, Dino hu dema'akav alvei, the halach is, you could stop it. This is Rav Huna's opinion. Says the Gemara like this, shiny dog. And Gemara says, no, with no comparison to the fish case, shiny dogim, the Yahweh Siara. Yahweh Siara. And here we have three or four pshatim in the Rishonim. What does that mean, Yahweh Siara? What's the difference by the fish case? And let's go with Rashi first. Rashi says, a big chiddush. Noisnim ayim bahabotom. In other words, Yahweh Sirah is talking about the fish. The fish become accustomed to swimming in the direction of where they found food at first. Now, I know it works by the raccoon who comes nightly to my garbage. Every time I forget to bungee cord it, He gets those, it's unbelievable. Doesn't matter which garbage can, but he comes night after night to check it out. And whenever I forgot to secure one of them, he gets. So animals become accustomed to the place where they get their meal. So too, the fish, they set their eye by a button by looking as Negim Loris Lamog and Shorosham Zainas. Hilka Kimishikir Zachuroi Ruvain, the first fisherman, recognize where the fish are located. Vinasim Zainis Besaich Mole Ritzasai, and he placed his net with the bait in a place where they will swim to. But Tuachu Shil Kedenu. Rashi says he can be confident that he's going to get that fish. Because at this point there's no other nets in the area. They're accustomed to coming to that area to get the bait. Havalei Shil Kedenu. But the Havalei command the Mata Liyade. That is as if they already came into his hand. By Shimon spreading out his net, he's being mazik. He's causing a loss to Reuven, the first fisherman, and that's why he has to distance his net. Aval hach, by the case of opening a second store, Misha ba'etzli yavai, u'misha ba'etzlecha yavai. So what's the difference? You're talking about a very subtle difference between the fisherman and the store shop, the storekeeper, right? So according to Rashi, what's the difference?
Rational minds will choose who they
want to
shop with. Not instinctual.
It's not even subtle. You can't consider that they're in their pocket. The fish is in his pocket. Right. The customers aren't in his pocket.
Exactly. The fish in his pocket. The truth is, what do you mean? The fish are only in his pocket. Why? Because he put mezainis there. So they're used to going there, right? So if I have a store, right? I have a pizza shop. So aren't they used to coming to my shop? Why? Was that fish? Because they weren't. They didn't sin by the marble. I mean, what's why should it be any different?
Because you can never be so sure. You can never be so sure by a person as by a fish. A fish can be so sure that it's. Here he's saying Rashi saying it's a din of mazik. That's saying it's some kind of a takana. It's like he has it.
Or maybe he's saying that competition is not.
No. Rav Huna holds competition is considered Yerlum Neschaveri. You have a store, a second guy can't open the same store, competing store. We're just trying to say, isn't that the same din as the fish? And we say, no, the fish is even a greater consideration of Gezel. Why? Because since he put out the bait and the fish are accustomed to coming, that's so it's as if they're already in his net. It's already has it already.
You can't own a person if you don't own a fish.
When
a fish, you own the fish. By a person, you don't own a customer.
Oh, I think Kobe's saying that's the key, right? That's the key. Maybe this is what everyone's trying to say. The key is like this. By the fish, since I'm a tuach, I have the fish, therefore I own the fish, meaning I already made the parnasa. I have the money already. But the fact that there are customers, even if I'm a tuach, the customers will come and pay me then, but that money is not in my pocket. I don't have the money yet. I may have the customers because there's no other store to go to. But you can't say, on that Rashi says, we'll tell Rav Huna, no riot from the fish case. Why? Because right now everything is fair game. Everything is fair play. If they'll go to your store, then you'll make the money. If they'll come to my store, then I'll make the money. But you can't consider it ke'ein gezel if I don't have the customer in my store yet.
But who says this McDonald's is base food? Maybe it says
that you give for the fish?
Maybe it's a natural place where that's where it eats. You're assuming that the fisherman is putting the zonos.
It doesn't matter. You're right. It doesn't matter. But if I located the spot where I know they'll come because there's mezainis is there and I put out my net, Rashi says it's as if they're already in my net, and if someone else is coming, it's kilu, he's taking a fish which is already in my net and taking it out. Now, it's not gezela, he's not going to be overlay sigzol because it's not a manet yet. But this is the chiddush of Yerir Lomnaseh Shel Chaveri. So again, that's why the first Gemara we mentioned, like, it's like, you're right, it's not gezel, but yet Rav Huna says that's the din. It becomes normative halacha because it's so much, according to Rashi, it's so batuach that it's there, it will be tantamount like this. And the customer is in my store already, and he's looking at the counter what he should buy for lunch. All of a sudden, there's an announcement outside, ta-dam, the grand opening of a new pizza shop. That, I think Rashi would agree, that's Yerud Limnaseh Shal Chaveri. The guy's already surveying the food. He's in. He already came. His nose brought him to the store. Then you're going to pull him out? That's Ke'en Gezel. Even though the money's not there, but the owner of the pizza shop at that point is Batuach that he's going to make a sale. Okay? We agree with that?
I accept the fact that a person is a thinking person, and the guy's going to go and he goes, oh, over here, this tuna fish is selling for $8.99 a pound. And I know, without any announcements, that over there is selling $6.99 a pound. So I'm going to go to both stores, and I'm going to check to see which one has the better price, because the internet does not listing it.
But yeah, but you're going after the fact that already two stores. We're talking about there's one store in existence. I want to know, can I open a second store?
I might still say in that case that it wouldn't be like the fish, because the fish you could own the fish, you don't own. I mean, that's what I was saying, at least. You could own the fish, you can't own the fish.
Person has to hero.
Yeah, like a fish. Fish is an object that you could acquire.
Rashi says, "Misha ba etzli yavei, Misha ba etzlacha yavei." If he came to me, but I say here he came to me already.
I think the idea is now it's yavo in usi. You know what I mean? It's exactly the point. You don't have that potential customer yet.
Until when? At what point do I have him?
Yeah, he gives you the money. Until, you know,
only if he paid. Yeah. So then there's that. Then that's Gzela. That's Gezel Mamish.
No, but that's the point. That's not good. No.
Yeah, that's the saying. You don't have a right to do it. There is no thing. You're saying it's only did by fish. It's not did by people.
So people
only
did it, yes. The Gemara is being matka, there's no raya from the fish. Okay.
There's another distinction, though. The case with the fish, he hasn't yet dropped his net. You might say
who? He hasn't. Number one or number two? Which fisherman?
Fisherman number one.
He has his net. Yeah, he has his net there. Because he already isolated the place where they come, and he put his net there. So that's the Gemara. Now the Gemara wants to compare it to another case, which is a more well-known machlokes here. Amar Ravina l'Rava, Lema, let us say that Rav Huna d'amar Rav Yehuda. Let's say this dinner of Rav Huna that says, if there's already an existing store, you cannot open a second store. Let us say he goes like Shitas Rav Yehuda, and not the Chachamim, which is a bit problematic, because Allah is obviously like the Chachamim. The Tanan we learned in a Mishnah. Rav Yehuda, Amar lo yichalek chenveni. A storekeeper cannot give out kloyes v'agoyzen litinoikes. He can't give out parched kernels v'agoyzen or nuts litinoikes to children. Neshamargilin etzlei. Rashi explains because he gets them to come into his store. Lovei etzlei kishavaysem shalchanoison elachanuyes liknoyes menachenvenim. When the parents send them to go buy something, which store will they go to? Right, they just have to buy some milk. Right? They can go to either grocery store. But if this store is giving out free lollipops with an OU on them, so certainly he's going to go over there. So Rebuta says, that's not fair play. Rebuta says, you're attracting customers in an overt way, you're not allowed to do that. The Chacham Matirin, the Chacham say it's mutter. Why? That's just a way of getting a business. So it seems that Rav Huna would hold like Rav Yehuda. Why would he hold like Rav Yehuda? Because according to the Chachamim, you're allowed to do something to attract customers. So therefore you're allowed to open up a second store, even though it will take away from the first store. Just like if there are two existing stores, you're allowed to do something to take away from the other shop. So too, you're allowed to open a second shop. But Rav Yehuda would say you're not allowed to do that. Says the Gemara, Afilu Tamar Rabbanan. No, Rav Huna could say, I even agree with the Rabbanan. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan le'ad Rabbi Yehuda ha'sam ela do'amar le'i. The Chachamim's sheet over there is, he says, Ano kamif l'gilna em goizi, ad pleg shiuski. You know, I'm giving out walnuts, you give out shkedim, you give out almonds, right? I'm giving out one item, you give out, I'm giving, you know, free microwaves, one bank gives out, so you give out free drills or whatever they give out now, right? So for there, everybody could do the same thing. But in our case of Rav Huna, there was already an existing store, v'harogel estakir b'kach, and he was already making parnasa from that, from his store. V'zeh bar leirad eslay l'umnasay, on that oymalay pasak deluchyusay. So it is be very different, and as if they're already two existing store. However, they came in to be in whatever permissible fashion. So now, once you have that, so you want to advertise, I'll give out free balloons. He's going to give out free lollipops. Fine, that's mutter. But Rav Huna's case, Rav Huna says the Chacham will agree with me that if I'm getting all the customers now, and now the fact that you open up, now you're going to take away some of these customers. You are certainly are making a dent in my parnasa, and you wouldn't be allowed to do that.
I have a question. Since the two stores, one's a from Jew and one's not a from Jew, and they're both competing using the same product, the same merchandise, and after a while the second Jew says, I'm going to become from, and they've both been in the business for a while, can he do that?
Could he become from? Oh, that's a great shaila. Rav Huna would say, no, you're not allowed to. No, it says only about you. So that's what he's saying. Because there I had to buy from him, now that he changed his religious practice, and now I'll have to... would that be even Rav Huna would say pasak to l'chiusi? I mean, if everybody was taka going according to the halacha that you're supposed to only go by the Jew instead of the non-Jew, and now the non-Jew wants to convert, then l'chiusi would be right.
But that's not what I'm saying. Not the non-Jew, it's just a non-Jew.
Well, I believe the halacha is even by a non-from Jew also. You have to buy from the from Jew, right? Because it says amisecha. Over here it says, "Oy konoy miyana misecha," and therefore you should buy from Yisrael first. But amisecha, I believe the darshan is "Oy semaisa amcha." Yeah. Okay. So that's what Rav Huna says. Now, even though this is Rav Huna's shita, the Marna has a kasha meisvei. I think we could skip this kasha. Let's go a few lines down to Amar Rav Huna, Bereidu Rav Yeshua. We had Rav Huna Shita that if one person has a store, let's say he has the only Judaica store in the town, and someone else wants to open a competing Judaica store, Rav Huna says you cannot. Or a pizza shop, a second one, you may not. That's what Rav Huna holds. We thought there's a raya for the case of the fish. We say there's no raya for the case of the fish. Now we have to get back to the two other or three other shitas and rishonim, why the case of the fish is not comparative to Rav Huna's case. We only saw Rashi's shita. Rashi says, since by the fish he's almost batuach, he's certain it's going to come to him, it's already as if he had it. We'll see there's two other shitas. But before we do that, let's just see the end of the Gemara here. There's a second shita. Om Rav Huna Rebbe Rav Yeshua, pshitali, it's simple to me that barmata abarmata achriti motzima akif. In other words, if I live in this city and I open a Judaica store, someone wants to come from New Jersey and come to open up a competing Svarim store, a competing Judaic store, Rav Huna says, I'm certainly allowed to stop him. He is not allowed. He lives in a different city and comes here to open a store. He's not allowed to do that. Rashi says, Milas is kanum nosam, ulahavi kan limkar, he's going to bring his business here, vafilu rabbana darmel ishchenoi in a kaifa, like the Bryce before, you're allowed to stop him. But v'ishayich b'karga d'hacha, however, if he pays taxes over here, sh'neis in maskul gosei l'may shalir azois, if he pays taxes here to the authorities, then kibar mata, like the people sitting in the city, le'matzi b'mata l'akiv olav kol year, then he is allowed to open up anywhere in the city.
Taxes, like you pay taxes, if I come into Malakim with a knife.
and I open a store and I'm paying the state taxes. Here's talking about taxes that make me one of the banana a year.
Right. Yeah, that's right. She says gulgosi. Means I'm paying like a head tax.
Right. So that's the thing. I have a right here because I'm one of the banana a year. It's not just that I'm paying tax.
Right. Which is strange how you do that, how you set such a thing up. If your address is New Jersey, why are you paying...
Well, you have to, let's say, if you own the business in Philadelphia, you have to pay a business privilege tax. No matter where you're
right, so that's what Dave is asking.
Is it,
right, is it post the opening of this business that's what I'm paying the tax? But it seems like there's a way that you can start paying taxes before you open the business. And if you do, then you're like, you mean, what you're saying like this is that this would seem pretty impractical for today's day and age.
No, it's not just that. What's the basis? So far, we're working on fraction. It's like a domela gazelle in mosque, right? This opens up the door for it. I think the Rambam in poetry literally puts it in his poems that it's part of the rights that a person has by living in a town. And you can't infringe on my rights as a person of the town. And that's why I can open up next door. It's
not right. So even though he's not living there, but if he's paying a head tax, so it's, at least he has a footing there. He has some rights, he has some schusim to be able to open up a store. So that's the halacha that the Rav Huna Yeshua says. Ishai lekarga. Ishai bekarga the halacha. Let's go to the end. We'll skip that long Rashi right now. Loi matzimak, if you can't stop. And bar mavua, are bar mavua dinashay? And one person who lives in the city to the second person who lives in the city, loi matzimak, if he certainly cannot stop it. Boy, Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, bar mavua, bar mavua, achrina, they both live in the city. But one person lives, let's say, in one neighborhood, the other lives in another neighborhood. Could a person living in neighborhood A open a competing shop in neighborhood B where there's already an existing shop like that? That, my, that he says, take you. That he's not sure of. That he's not sure of. So let's say, if we consider Balakinwood and Wynwood, right? It's all in Lower Merion Township. So someone who lives in Wynwood, is he allowed to open up a competing shop for someone who already has a competing shop in Balakinwood, right? It's all in the same, the same Bar Mavu, it's not in the same neighborhood, but it's still within the same city. That's a shaila. However, two people living in Balakinwood, according to Rav Huna Ben Yeshua, someone has a Judaica shop, someone has a pizza shop. According to Rav Huna Ben Yeshua, it's 100% mutter for another person to open up a competing business. Not like Rav Huna. But Rav Huna says it's aser, because you could say you're taking away my income, you can't do that. Rav Huna Rabbi Yeshua says, no, if he lives in the city, he has the rights to do that, and certainly it's mutter. So that's the machlokes. Who do we paskin like? We paskin like Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua. Yeah, we'll analyze that case. We passing like Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua, that somebody living in this city, or even if he not is in, but he already pays taxes to this city, he's allowed to open up. Now the truth is, something they don't get involved here in the Marmakemis that they give out is another thing is that a qualification to this halacha is that if the second store, or the second person who wants to open up a store, is bringing new items to the market, or different items, even if they're inferior items, but if it's different items, then this halacha doesn't apply.
What about the cheaper? What do you mean the halacha?
No,
you mean then he'd be prohibited from opening?
No, then he for sure would be able to open it.
Because here you already said he can open. Where is it? What do you have to come on to that for? He can open. He opens the same thing.
Why, very good, very good.
Giving the candy to the little kids.
Huh?
Why isn't that like giving the candy to the little kids? In other words, he's creating an inducement for Yenna to come to the second store. Ah, they have the latest MBD taste that the other place doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Isn't that the same thing?
The child doesn't have the same of understanding anything to lollipop. If you discount, using it.
Why are you saying it's a new product line, really?
Yeah.
And there's a new product line. That's right. That's the difference by the better case of the kid. That's true.
Does price get involved? Let's say the first store is overpriced or something like that. But with the second store, we're allowed to come in. When does the point say that competition isn't fair?
The piece here, the Rimagash holds that if you mosel the prices, then you can compete.
according to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua.
Well, again, according to Rabbi Yeshua, two people live in this in the same city is allowed to. But even an outsider who wants to come in, that's your question.
If they lower the price, and then the other later Rishonim that's significant. But if they lower the price, that Rimagash Ramban disagrees with that.
Yeah.
And that would be also, what's the basis? How can you allow Hezet Mazik? How can you allow Mazik?
Yeah, so the basis for that, the basis for that, the place can explain, is because there's another factor here. Aside for proprietor number one, or fisherman number one, and fisherman number two, and that is the customer. And therefore Chazal always looked out that we also wanted to look out for the benefit of the customer. For Tevis Harabim, then they win out over both of them. And that's why that plays a factor over here. So, for an example like this, Rav Asher Weiss once gave a shiur on this topic. And he said something that doesn't seem to talk about in the Paiskim, but Lechera comes from this halacha. He said it more misvara, but it comes from this halacha. That's something that's for the benefit of the Bnei Oir. It's for the Tevas Harabim, and that is as follows. He says, let's say you have a small store, right, a grocery store, and a Jewish guy, and everybody's buying from him. All of a sudden, someone wants to open up, another Jewish person wants to open up a supermarket. Now, the supermarket, the whole concept of a supermarket is it contains a lot more products and it's a lot cheaper. Now, he could be taking away this guy's business entirely. Right? So, is it mutter for the second person to open up? So, the svaro here would be, since that's Latevis Arabim, now you can get everything under one roof, you can get everything for cheaper, you don't have to go to multiple stores. That's the Tevis Harabim. Tevis Harabim is going to be mutter. A case that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein has a case like this. It was in Eretz Yisrael. Someone opened up a gan, like a playgroup. And someone wanted to open up, someone who didn't live in that city, wanted to come and open up a second playgroup. Now over there, I mean, a playgroup is a playgroup, right? So I have an existing playgroup, right? All the people, all the kids in this building or this shkuna are coming to my playgroup. Now you're opening and competing. So you're taking away my business.
And it's even if
you
offer it cheap. That's like, but there, if I'm cutthroating the guy out of business, that's right, the customer's opening the car, so I'm cutting the guy totally out of business.
Even, let's say, we'll see that what that gather is. But even if you want to, let's say it seems like you can put the guy out of business, right? Let's say there are only 20 children in this area, right? And they're all going to one playgroup. And now someone else from a second one would seem like that's clear cut that it should be yasser. Rabbi Yashiv Paskind, it's a different product. Why? Because my playgroup, no. We take more care of the children, we give out better snacks, we have we're calmer. If such a thing, he says, is a different product. It's a different product. So Dover's Kasha is Ain't Ladover Safe. Ain't Ladover Safe.
That's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says that on the Ramban says.
Because when you open up a store, yeah, but I have one extra product in it. Okay, that is true. It's a good horror. But that's another factor. The factor is, if it's really, it's a different product that one is giving and one is selling, would seem to not go into this halacha of Yer Lumna Shechaber.
How does this work for shul thing called Ellen? No, that's permissible.
The antitrust exemption.
Yeah, so that we see from the Gemara. I mean, this whole Gemara in Chof Aleph, when you're talking about Talmud Torah, Kinnah Seferim Arba Chochma, and therefore that's always allowed.
Even though you may be taken away from the salaries of either the Rabbein who work there, or the secretaries, or...
I mean, Shaila Zahar.
So the real issue is all of these go along with being a Rosh Kollel, doing weddings, and all that kind of thing. So that's not Talmud Torah. So there's a real question. Can you come in and
new
rough and
start
doing
privately
owned the
shul?
Right, right.
Okay. According to Rishu, who allows the supermarket to compete against the small grocery store and put him out of business, does he also limit his pricing after there's no more competition?
I mean, the supermarket. Yeah. I mean, once the supermarket is existing...
Well, once the grocery store is gone, and you raise prices higher than the grocery store, is he allowed to do it?
Yeah. But don't the laws of...
if it's not I know, he should be allowed to do that. Yeah.
Oh, no, right, you're limiting, right?
You see, the what?
You're encouraging a Walmart monopoly concept.
So I'll tell you, what Rav Asher Weiss mentioned, this was his example. His example is that, like this. He says, if Henry Ford would have come to Beis Din in, what year was that? Well, you were there? Who was there alive? But if you were to come to Beis Din, it says, I want to create the automobile. Am I allowed to do that? I'm putting all the people who make the wagons for the horse and buggies, put them out of business. All the people who make the whips for the horses, put them out of business. Right? Huh? So, say his svara was, okay, so it's a new product. He says, as far as that, any natural advancement in that makes things easier for the customers, easier for people, has to be that it's mutter.
Yeah, but ultimately it's not going to be easier for the customer. Ultimately, he's going to charge more than the grocery store.
The point is that once Walmart takes over everything, now they're completely in control.
Yeah, but don't you have
Yeah, it's within the limit. It's not, I know.
One fish. Oh, this is a big fish that he's got, and I want to get it from. That's the paradigm. We're being over the same thing here. We're talking about...
Well, you could go to the case of Ravuna. I have one store, he wants to open a competing store. So his competing store, let's say, will take customers from me. Or maybe, Olivia, put me out of business. And it seems that Ravuna, Rabbi Yeshua, seems to say that's mutter. So certainly, Ravuna, Rabbi Yeshua, you certainly, the supermarket will be allowed to do his open up, even if he's going to charge higher prices. The chiddush is that by such a case, that even if within Rabbi Yehuda, Ravun Rabbi Yeshua, Salachat, even if he lives in a different city, he's allowed to come and open up something that's for the advantage, that's to the benefit of the customers.
Something to modern day. Walmart operates, what the Gemara later says on somewhere says that Yom HaShuk is different. That if you have a fair, it's different. So when you're walking into a town and you're opening up a pizza store right next to this pizza store, but if there's a fair, then the people of the town can't come and complain, right? That there's a fair. When Walmart opens, they're not opening up just for the Wynwood. They're opening up for the entire area to come to them, right? So they'll claim, you'll take business in Wynwood. We're looking at business in X, Y, Z all around for people to come. It's like a mall opening up. So it's also going to compete with the local business. But they're looking for a wider net of customers. So I think if I would compare it to anything, they would compare it to a fair, to the Yom HaShuk, which is water, and the Bnei Yer can't stop them.
But isn't that because it's only temporary? Right?
Fair flea markets operating all day long. It goes on for a month, even, and they used to have them.
Right, but it's only a finite amount of time. That's what I think is different than an existing supermarket.
So there are flea markets, you go to Florida, there are flea markets everywhere. They open every day of the week, all day long, all year long. So there is an example of a shuk that's open all day every day.
Yeah. That's Latavis, people, they need something to do, so that's what people do. You go to the flea market. Okay, now we have to see two other rishonim. One of them is a key lahalacha lemaisa, and that is we saw Rashi how he explained the chiluk between the fish case and the store case. Rashi said the reason why fish you could argue that it is yerid lumnas chaveray because since he already isolated where the fish is and they're accustomed to coming where the bait is, where the food is, and he put out his net already. But tuach he's going to get it. Therefore, someone else putting out a net is considered mikayin gezel. The Ramban says like this, on page number 2 now. The Ramban, he explains the chiluk between the fish case as follows. Shiny dog in the Yahavasira, Mefarish Baruch, the fish, Mabitim Lemerachik. The fish look in the distance, Ukeshaiklin Khan, and when the food is here, Hem Noisinim Nainayim Liraisim Yesh Mazainis Bemakam Acher, they see who has better food. So they look at this food, and they look in the distance. Any other food to go? Nope, they don't see any other food. They'll go straight to this net. Sometimes they're already in the net of the first one. But since the second guy puts out his net not so far away, that one fish says to the other, he says, hey, Harry, look, there's better food down there. Really? Let's swim over there. Heim holchem shen, they're going to go over there. V'zeh gezel gomer. Hoylu kvar nitzudu. The Ramban says, don't compare it to fish. Fish, we're talking about, the fish could be already in the net, and I have them in my net, and they're going to go out to someone else's net. That's mamish gezel. And Rashi says a different shot. Now, how would you explain this Ramban? Ramban is a big chiddush. He says it's gezel gomer. I believe there's some sefer that asks as follows. First of all, when he gezel gomer, why does the fisherman, number one, why does he have bilus on it?
It's his net.
What is his net?
It's like
chatzir. It's a chatzir shenim ishtameris. It's open. It's not like he closed the net already. It's still open. Not only that, he says, some sefer says, when the fish would swim out, at that point, it's like somebody who owns something, and now the fish swam out, it's like zute shel yom. Anybody's allowed to get it. Once the fish are out, the fish are out.
The shaila is, why is he fish coming out? It's not he's cutting the fish, he's coming out and taking a spatzir. He's being lured out of that net, where he's in that chatzir, by the other guy, by fisherman number two's.
So that's like a grumma.
Yeah.
It's a grumma to get him out, but now what to say it's gezel gomer is a great, it's a big chiddush. Gezel gomer would be if I go over to his net, right? I scuba dive into it and I steal one of his fish. But here I was geirim that the fish should swim out of his chotzer sheinim ishtameres and then end up. It's a chiddush. But that's what Ramban says. And as, so now what's the chilik in the case of Rav Huna according to the Ramban? According to Rav Huna, I have an existing store, but no customers are there yet. Every day, it's a new day for customers to come in. Someone wants to open a competing shop, he's allowed to do so. It's not gezel gomer, they're not already in my net. L'chari, the case we gave before, that if they're in my store already, surveying the food and deciding what they want, and now the loudspeaker goes outside and says, grand opening of a second store, that l'chari, according to Ramban, would be gezel gomer. And that would not be allowed.
Well, there's a gezel only after he's paid. Only after you're holding his money, he has the product.
So I'm not sure. I would think that's more the fish is also. The fish, I don't have it yet in my hand, but I have it in my net. Uh-huh. So I would compare the net to the case of the store where they're in it already.
Is that only because it's gezel gomer? Because he's loading his truck down that street, knowing at that moment that the people are going to be shopping in A's store and Shmuel's store, and therefore he's going to try and take him out of that store. So let's say today, because you get text messages to your iPhones or what have you, and they go out as batches, and they don't necessarily program them, but go out at a certain time. They send them out as a huge batch,
mm-hmm.
And it doesn't happen that it has to hit the store at that time. No, seriously, that's
yeah.
A lot. Is that the same kind of gezel gomer?
In other words, if he's going to text people who are already standing in line to get their food...
He's not texting them at that moment. He's texted it to say, he's told, I want you to send it out now, XYZ time.
Yeah.
And if
that case of them standing in the store is tantamount to the case of the fish already in the net, about to bite the bait, then it will be the same thing. It's still Yair Lumina Shechaveira. Doesn't have to be, but Kavona, I know I'm talking to a certain person.
What your explanation, Rashi would agree to that one? That's like we had that argument before. They were in the store, so you're saying Rashi and
they're not that far apart,
right? Right.
Because it's just where you're going.
Yeah, because Rashi is a little bigger kiddush. Rashi, since some batuach is going to come, I already consider it's here.
Right. I wanted to say that.
So you, because you wanted to say that according to Rashi, and also that's because I own the fish.
Right.
That's what Reb Chaim is saying also. I don't own the guy and his money until I have the money in the cash register, until he pays. I hear. I would think it's still considered the Yair Lumna Shchaveri. Gezel, it's not, but Yair Lumna Shchaveri will be. Now we have a third sheet. A third sheet is this Rimagash. The Rimagash is very... we'll try to understand what he's saying in the Metzius, just practically what he means. But let's see what he says. This is Shita Mekubetzes, quoting the Rimagash. First, he just explained the Gemara. Mitzudas had Marchim Mitzudas Hadog Mi Mitzudas Daig Acher from a different Gemara. Ritzes Hadog B'mayim Alma. Matzi Omar Le Hay Daig Lachavre. One fisherman can say to his friend, "Kopasak to Le Lachuyusoi. You are encroaching on my income." U'Ma'akev Aleya Aleya. He could stop him. Lameb Mitzuba Achriti. Gav Mitzud the delay. And I'm allowed to stop him from putting out his net in front of my net. Hachinami here too by the store. Matzi Yomalek Kopasak to Liyuchuysay, Makiv Alea, Luukmi Rechai, Gab Rechai delay. Vidochina, the Gemara pushes that off. Shiny Dogim Diyava Siara. Kloimer. What does this mean? That they give I. Says the Rimagash, Mishalchim Shluchim. They send out spies. Who sends out spies? The fish. We're talking about highly advanced fish. This fish, I mean, the Ramban says they look at both, you know, the food here, the food there. The Rimagash is saying they actually send out a group of fish. To see, are there traps? And are we going to be okay to swim over here, or are we going to be swimming right into a net? And when they see the first net, they say, oh, there's a net over here. Let's swim the other way. And therefore they're going to run away from that place. They will not enter into the net klal. Shenimtzis oisa mitzuda, that this second net is mifsikis lay lachiyuse klal. Klal you should change to the word legamri. Mifsik lachiyusa legamri. Because that's what he really means. So what's the pshat over here? I mean, how do you understand practically what the Rimagash is talking about? What is he saying? The fish send out spies to look if there are any nets.
And then they would never catch a fish.
So they'll never catch a fish. So if I have my net, so they'll see my net, they'll run away. So we need a second net will come. So, I don't know. They send out spies. If there's a net over there, they run away. So why wouldn't they run away from mine? Why they can run away from his if he puts out a second net? So you have to say like this maybe, that if I put out my net, true, they send out, and many of them get away, but there are some, the dumb fish, they didn't get the cue that they run away, and they come into my net. But if there are two nets out, so many of them will run away because of the second fisherman's net, who put it out, let's say, close to where the fish are, so then many will run away, harbe berchim because of his net, and then a lot more will run away because of my net. So I'll end up, which, you know, I needed to make a parnasa, I need to catch, let's say, 100 fish a day. By the time they half run away from his net, and then another percent run away, I'm going to end up with 20 fish.
But isn't he more saying that it's an indirect cause, as opposed to, like, the original understanding was, by putting fisherman number B, is Mamish taking directly out of the fish that A would collect? He's saying, no, he's diluting the volume of available fish, which is frankly going to affect both of them.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Ezra. Now, on the one hand, the Rimagash is being much more liberal in terms of his understanding here. It's not like I'm batuach, they're coming to me. It's not like they have them in the net, as the Ramban learns. That is, you're causing them to run away, that they won't come, won't see even my net because they're running away. Or many of them will run away, and then another bash will run away. And so you're right. That's a much more liberal understanding of Yer Limna Shechaveiroi, and it's still considered Gezel. On the other hand, it's Yer Limna Shechaveiroi.
No, right.
It's awesome.
That's putting together a separate issue, right?
It's awesome.
Okay, he's not building on Gezel. He's building on Gezel. It's a whole story. He's not saying that it's Gezel.
Well, we're calling Kain Gezel. You're right. Kain Gezel is a better term. On the other hand, the Chumrah of the Rimagash is like this. The Rimagash says, what could you taina? It means the Gamri. According to the Rimagash, the only taina even Rav Huna would have, when I have a store and someone else wants to open another store, is only if he is going to put me out of business completely. But if he is just going to lower my income, if he's going to just dip into some of my earnings, the Rimagash will never say Rav Huna says you're not allowed to open another one. You know, his competition is only going to be usher because he's pasakta lechayusa lagamri. If he's going to entirely put me out of business, then indeed it's going to be usher. So on the one hand, the Rimagash is again being more lenient, more broad in terms of his understanding yeri lemanas shachaveh when it's usher. On the other hand, he's being much more restrictive of when that's going to be usher. It's only if he's going to put me out of business entirely.
How do you know that? How would you possibly know that? How could you possibly know the future?
So I'll tell you a very simple case. Someone, and we'll see, some sefer paskins like this lemaisa. And as even though from the Gemara we have a machlekes of Huna, remember Huna ben Yehoshua. two people live in the same city. One person has let's say a Judaica shop. Someone else wants to open. Is that mutter based on the Gemara? Rav Huna says Aser. Rav Huna ben Yevishua says mutter. We pass in Rav Huna ben Yevishua. However, as we're not going to get to the whole Chassam Sefer today, but as the Rimagash here is explaining that Rav Huna holds that the case where it's Aser is when you're putting the person out of business entirely. Now, if we don't passing like him, so why should that be a factor? That we'll have to see. But the L'maiseh, some say, for passing like that. And Ramesha has this exact case in a tshuva. Ramesha has a tshuva. It's actually in Chayshemish Bet Chelek Beis, Simen Lamed Aleph. They didn't bring it here in the Mar Mikremis. I don't know why, but a small tshuva. This exact case. Someone had a shop that sells Svarim and Tashmishi Kedusha, and they wanted to open up a second one in that exact town, and he said, and there's not enough people, not enough business in that town to hold out two of them, and he said it's Aser. There's not enough to give both Parnasa, it's Aser.
Where is that?
Chayshemish, but Chelek Beis Simen Lamed Aleph. It's a small town, he says, and it's not enough to hold out both. That will be us. Now, what's the basis of that? So we'll see. The basis of that is this Rimagash.
Yeah.
The reason now, the problem with this is that the Rimagash is going in Shitas Rav Huna. And he's saying, Rav Huna, we would say, you have no raya in the case of the fish, because the case of the fish is you're putting him entirely out of business, as opposed to Joe's opening another shop where you'll still both get business. You'll get less, but you'll still have enough. You know, you were making, until now you were making $10,000 a month, so now you'll make maybe $6,000 a month, but you still have a parent osir for the year, so that's not osir. Then Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua, what does Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua hold?
You don't have to worry about that.
It would sound like even if you're putting him out of business entirely, right?
Who knows? Unless he's assuming, not necessarily dafka. So you could, you might, but maybe assumes you don't.
Oh, so what's the machlokes? Or the machlokes is that they're arguing in the mitzvahs. Are you going to put him out of business or not? What's the machlokes here? What's the machlokes? So that we have to see what the machlokes is. But that's sort of that's what the Rimagash says. Let's continue the Rimagash. He says, but aval ilo lo yoav sira. But if you wouldn't have this nature of the fish that they would look and run away, means they're not running away from a net that they see. And is not for sure they'll get trapped in that fish, in that net. Maybe they'll go to his net, maybe they'll go to my net. They'll go to your store, they'll go to my store. They'll buy sperm in my shop and your shop. It won't be entirely putting out of business. In that case, you can't stop him. That's what we could say in the Gemara. Even though he's diminishing some of my income, right? He's being peiches, he's diminishing some of my income. Matzi Amale, the second guy could say, At matali mab de paskile min shemaya, v'ano matali mab de paskile min shemaya. I'll get what heaven decreed for me, you get what heaven decreed for you. Now, when do you say that? When do you not say that?
You put him in business, mm-hmm. Doesn't say it.
Right? Yeah. So why can't he always say that? You know, I open up a shop, and even if I'm going to put him out of business, so why can't I say to the guy, listen, this is Menashemayim. You know, if Hashem wants to give you Parnasa, could he give you Parnasa, right?
Started the whole case by that from the very beginning.
Yeah. So what's the pshat? So here you have to see. We'll end with this because it's getting late. We'll have to pick up next week on the rest of it. Here you have to see what the Chazon Ish says. The Chazon Ish is such a beautiful klal in Bitachon and Ishtadlus. And really, it's to understand this Rimagash Shita. What's the difference if he's going to just make a dent in my parnasa, or what, he's going to put me out of business completely? And if it's all Menashemayim, what's the difference? So look at this then, page number 4, the Amun Bitachon here, Paragimalai Stesvah. Where you could stop another person, if he's going to be putting me out of business, it's not the reality, it's not mitzias, he's putting me out of business. Why? Because that's Minash Shemayim. It's true. All Parnas is Minash Shemayim. So the fact that he opens up a shop now that will now put me out of business entirely, that's not the Metzius. Not because he's putting me out of business. It's Minash Shemayim. He can still give me as much Parnas as I need, right? El al tzad chiyuv hishtadlus. It's within my... It's incumbent upon me to go through any hishtadlus to do anything that will entirely put me out of business. For example, if I own a shop, right, and all of a sudden there's a terrible smell that ends up coming in front of my store, and it's driving customers away. So I should say, well, Hashem could just make customers go and not smell it. No, my chiv, it's within my purview of ishtadlus to make sure to get that smell away. So if there's a competition that's going to be putting me out of business, it's my chiv ishtadlus to bring that person to Bezdin and say, you're putting me out of business completely. Not because Parnassa is because you're competing, I'm out of Parnassa. The ishtadlus demands that I take you to Bezdin and say, The statistics would say you're putting him out of business, so hishtadlus would demand, I'd say, you're not allowed to open up. He'll never be losing out. Even if a second store opens up, I'm not losing out. And I'm not going to make any more if there's no competition. That's the fact. The Metzius is, I won't make any less if he opens, I won't make any more if he doesn't open. That we have to believe in Be'amun Shalema. Rakim Motzi La'akiv, if I can stop him in a Bezdin or in a court of law, Nichnazeh B'choy V'shtadlus Mitzidai, it's my Hishtadlus to go fight him. Not because I believe he's taking away Parmanosa, it's my Hishtadlus to say you can't open up.
But why should that separate total Pshitas HaRegel from not total Pshitas? I mean, I hear it's true. But why should that be the dividing line in total pshita sarego from that total pshita sarego? If it takes 50% of my business, it's been a shamayim. That's how I have to go. But if it takes 100% of my business, then I got to take him to base. What if the Torah gives me the right of 50% to take him to base? Just 20% to take him to base? Then the shadows will determine, right? If the smell has to be so bad that no one would come, or the smell, even a little smell, I can go through the shadows to get rid of it. This is true, but it doesn't explain that necessarily.
I believe he's going to say it mefurish, but I think that is his chilek. And as his chilek is that if I still could have parnasa, even if there's a competition, but I could still have parnasa. There's still, it's within the norms of society that I still will get customers. Then, since I still can get customers, on that I have to say I have to rely. The Rebbeinu Shem send me customers till now. He will continue to send me customers. And therefore, the halacha would demand I can't bring him to Bezdin. Therefore, Emunah would demand that I'm not allowed to bring him to Bezdin. Mashenkin, if the teva would be that he's going to put me out of business entirely, then the hishtadlus would demand that I have to stop it. I mean, you're understanding it that way, right? But I think...
I'm going on the principle. I'm just saying, again, it's like, if you take the Ramban, it's Gezel. You know, Gezel Gomer, right? Use a phrase like that. He's saying it's Mazik. So somebody's Mazik me. So I don't need the money. I'm okay. I got a job. You know what I'm saying? I don't need the money. So I won't go after him in court because I don't need the money. And whatever I'm supposed to get from him, I'm supposed to get. I don't know if that's exactly how it works. Meaning that if somebody's Mazik, someone else, then it's for him to
I think you can't compare. The Ramban is going on the competition,
right?
And the Chazon Ish is talking about the first guy. That's why it's different. The Chazon Ish is talking about where is my chiyuv end? So I'm just we're bringing the Chazon Ish. He spells it out better.
A little better.
Yeah. Beginning, the Chazon Ish we're just using to explain the Rimagash. The Rimagash is making a chiluk between Paskel Luchitz LeGamri or not. So how do we send the Rimagash? He's taking away 50% of my earnings, right? 50% of my customers. That's where the Chazon Ish comes in. Because how does the first guy have to view it? Why he's not allowed to stop him in the if he's only taking away 50%, but I'm allowed to stop him, he's taking away 100%.
If it's like Gezel again, I'll say it's like the Ramban, and it's like, so that comes in, and scuba dives and pulls the fish out.
So then I can take him to court over one fish, over two fish. I mean, once you're saying, I agree that once, if you're saying the Rima Gash is on a completely different basis, but once you're saying that...
Again, the he is, because he doesn't learn his Mamish Gezel. He heard it's like a grumma that he's going to be taking away the...
It sounds
like,
but only in that. I'm saying, so Father Ramban can't...
But even the Ramban, I think even the Ramban that says Gezel Gomer, I think it has to be modified. Again, like the Chazon Ish, like some say for us, why is that Gezel Gomer?
No, but even if it's like, I'm saying, even if the Mahalik is that it's like Masik, like Gezel, then it would function like Masik, like Gezel. The Rimagash is going on a whole different plane, like that it's either the rights of the people in the community or whatever, it's some kind of Tikkun Olam or whatever it is.
Yeah. All right, we'll quickly finish this Chazon Ish here. It goes into shtadlus and the chiyuv of the being distancing the nezik from the other guy. If la halacha I can't stop him, then there's no chiyuv shtadlus. He's not a mazik. Avala matrich lechem chukai shall call yotzur, the one who gives out parnasa to all creatures. Betach yitin lo yidei machseri. I rely on the Rabbeinu Shlalom. Vaharadifa achar asibis hamedumois, chasing after imaginary causes to get me my parnasa, levitur alev uznus einayim or hevel, to go after grabbing at straws to try to get my parnasa is hevel. Vamna bisman shemesim esreu le. What is this?
Oh, he's shooting his arrow.
Nematoras chitzav shall. Meritas yaimai. The Taylor Bayas Kala Elois shall iats lachase, and the person hinges all of his lack of success to that guy, Bayshireu Zakai Mishter, meaning if Reuven has a store, Shimon opens up and now Reuven's panasa goes down. If Shimon was luckily allowed to, Reuven says, oh, you know, I don't have panasa. Comes home every night, tells him that Nundik, that Shimon, he's taking away my panasa, Zok the Chazon Ish, that's incorrect. Who nilken ba'avoin katnis hamunu bashkochis barach? He's taking away panasa. The Rebbeinu, if he's opening halachically allowed to, the Rebbeinu Shlalem is in charge here. Shemayik ra'ir la'amet she'ain bria ba'olam. Nobody has shebekeich lo horaloi or lehetiv loy. Zulas gzeirasi is barach. V'amna im ra'yehu oisa rasha shleib b'mishpat. He's doing something that's halakhically not permitted. You're talking shalom nemar begagun chayvadei chayim. So he's wrong, and indeed I'm allowed to take him to Bezdin. Menasa shliyah lahat the soinu shenigzor al yaday reyayu al yaday, and therefore I can take the Bezdin. Hakabei shayis al pi atayra ain ze bechal shlichus ra klal. He can't be considered the shliach to do bad. Vein and egei amashun chavei klal v'leach chavei ayday klum. So I think you need this. The Chazon Ish to give a healthy perspective to this whole din of competition. Okay, so we'll have to finish Mitzvah next week.